The second feature required in acquiring a deeper appreciation and understanding of the signs leading to faith is possessing knowledge. But in order to see a subject as a sign leading to faith, there is no need to know its most striking aspects or to have wide and detailed information about it. Rational people, looking around themselves, immediately realize the extraordinary nature of what they see and that everything has a creator. When they see an insect, such as a dragonfly, they know that it has a creator. The mere existence of a living thing is enough to understand that it is a sign of God's creation. Thinking about the detailed information one can gather about that creature is a means whereby faith and enthusiasm can be increased. In the present day, thanks to such branches of science as medicine, biology, and astronomy, the miracles and beauties of God's creation can be perceived more clearly and in greater detail. People who learn these facts and evaluate the wisdom and beauty created by God become greatly more in awe of His infinite might. Both a small child with very limited information and a superbly educated professor who has spent years studying can both see and witness God's signs when they approach the matter with sincerity and an unbiased view. However, in order for people to think deeply about those entities that they cannot see, they require wide-ranging information. With regard to what they can see, they need to learn about them in order to deepen their consideration. Otherwise, their consideration will remain with fixed bound and may at times be superficial. For example, those who have no knowledge of the systems in space, but who nevertheless look up at the sky and ponder them, will inevitably have different thoughts than those who have a deep knowledge of astronomy. Similarly, the way in which someone with a broad knowledge of the human body's physiology and anatomy comprehends the fine detail, miracles, and marvels apparent in humanity's creation will be deeper and broader than that of someone with no knowledge of the subject. Indeed, God informs us that from the point of view of reasoning and comprehension, those with knowledge are superior to those who have no knowledge. Such metaphors, we devise them for humanity, but only those with knowledge understand them. Among his signs is the creation of the heavens and earth and the variety of your languages and colors. There are certainly signs in that for those who know. What about the one who spends the night hours in prayer, prostrating and standing up, mindful of the hereafter, hoping for the mercy of his Lord? Say, are they the same, those who know and those who do not know? It is only people of intelligence who pay heed. However, we need to recall that information unaccompanied by the intellect, conscience, and foresight necessary to interpret it does not lead a person to the truth. The detailed knowledge possessed by a sincere, unbiased person is important in his or her quest to know God better and to draw closer to Him. Thus, today's advances in science and technology help us see and witness the knowledge, wisdom, artistry, and fine detail in God's creation from a much closer observation point. Let us give an example. Anyone who thinks about the honeybee a little will realize that what this tiny creature does and the honey God places at our disposal by means of it are great blessing. The information obtained as a result of research in this area will enable the might and omniscience of God to be understood. 40,000 bees have to visit 6 million flowers to produce 1 kilo of honey. The fastest computers in the world can perform 16 billion mathematical calculations a second. The honeybee, on the other hand, can perform 10 trillion calculations in that same time frame, while also expending less energy. The brain of the honeybee, which consumes less than 10 microwatts, is 100 million times superior to the most efficient computers produced in the present day. Honeybees are able to collect the nectar from 100 million flowers to fill a comb, and are able to beat their wings for 100,000 kilometers. In order for a colony of bees to produce 1 kilo of honey, they need to fly the equivalent of 6 times around the Earth. A bee in flight needs 0.5 milligram of honey, 1/2000ths of a gram, for energy every kilometer. On 1 kilo of honey, a bee could fly 3 million kilometers at 25 kilometers an hour, while beating its wings between 200 and 250 times a second. The weight of the eggs laid by the queen bee in the course of a single day can be as much as 20 times her own weight. A bee can pull a load of 330 times its own body weight. Every honeycomb cell is 12 millimeters deep. The walls of the comb are as little as 1/20th of a millimeter thick. Yet the comb suffers no harm when it is filled with honey, since its cells are built to a hexagonal structure that confers on it maximum resistance. Several kilograms of honey can thus be stored in safety in a slice of a comb. Every rational person of good conscience can draw the following conclusion from even this limited information. God has created honeybees together with their exceptional abilities, as he has all other living things, and he has placed them at the service of human beings by giving them the ability to produce more honey than they need. God has infinite affection and compassion for his servants. He is the sole Lord of everything in the earth and sky, and of all living things. Every kind of property possessed by living things is a manifestation on earth of his infinite knowledge and might. In the Quran, God invites us to reflect on this by drawing our attention to the honeybee. Your Lord revealed to the bees, "Build dwellings in the mountains and the trees, and also in the structures which men erect. Then eat from every kind of fruit and travel the paths of your Lord, which have been made easy for you to follow. From inside them comes a drink of varying colors, containing healing for humanity. There is certainly a sign in that for people who reflect." These visible and invisible manifestations around us are all vital signs of faith for those who search with reason and good conscience. An ant walking in a garden, a flower on a table, a cat in a street or in a house, a dog or a bird, our bodies, the order in the earth and the sky, rain, the atmosphere that both surrounds us and protects us from harmful rays, an object from outer space, and an infinite number of other things. All of these are signs that lead to faith for people who seek to know God. All believers are responsible for using God's verses to understand whatever they see and hear, and to think deeply about them. Every unbiased person is aware of this. Believers also know that they will be unable to account for their behavior if they live among the millions of living things created by God that exist between Earth and the boundless heavens, and yet fail to think about them.